Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Madi here. I have been a little too long, and I apologize for that. I wanted to originally do a podcast show every 2 weeks. A lot has happened, but a lot of great things and a lot of aha moments that I always have to myself. And I just decided to call in and do one on my own. I have a few guests that we've been trying to get our schedules together and come on the show. But I said, why the hell not? Let me just go on there, because I was totally inspired by a motivational video that I was working out to this morning. And it's just, why not chase every single dream that you have? Why be overthinking it of like, what can happen? What are other people going to be thinking? And I went through, yesterday was a pretty tough day mentally, because I kept on beating myself up and going back and forth as in, what can happen, and what can happen as in failing. And I'm going to be making another move here, and a lot of people may be also thinking, and my family as well, why does this girl keep on calling, or why does this girl keep on moving everywhere? And it's not by choice. Trust me, it is not by choice. I have wanted stability in my life for quite some time, and with boxing and putting myself in front of people, or surrounding myself in front of people who I know can possibly open, who I know can open other doors, you know, give me greater opportunity than just me staying in one city and being like, well, okay, you know, I'm here surrounded by these people who are obviously in the boxing world, but they're not giving me an opportunity. Now, what do? Just stay here and continue to, you know, bite my tongue and not stand up and be like, you know what, this is stupid. Like, let me do something about it. Why not? Why not take that move? I went from living in LA to Vegas, from Vegas to Miami. Like, it hasn't been easy at all. But if I put a post this morning, and it was just like, if you have something good in your heart that you know it's going to better other people and better your life, and if you just see it from the very beginning and it never fades off, no matter what you're dealing with in life, like, that's just God's proof to you that it's yours already. It's yours already. You just have to work for it. And working for is, yeah, putting in that work in the gym and, you know, with the technique and in the sport or whatever it is that you're trying to do, but also putting yourself in front of people or making that move. Don't get comfortable in a certain city that you may be in because it's, you know, that's where you start and that's where you want to stay. Well, you know what? That city is not giving you what another place can give you. And it's been hard moving every single time. And I think that's, I won't say one of the reason. Sort of, yeah. I guess I can say that's one of the main reasons I don't want to get in a relationship, because it's just like, I don't want to have to, you know, think that over. It's like, oh, well, I don't want to leave this person behind. It's already hard enough me not being with my family. That's truly who is on my mind, you know, while I'm moving wherever it is that my next move may be. But just dealing with that mentalness of what are people going to be saying, you know, she's bouncing around from place to place. But truly, like, I moved out here to Miami, and within the first year, within a year, 10 months to be exact, I accomplished what I told myself I would accomplish here. You know, within 3 months, I got myself in front of Oscar De La Hoya. Actually, that was like in front of 2 months, and within 2 months. And I knew at that time, I was like, cool, I'm on the right path. Like, this move was the right move. And it hasn't been easy. and things haven't happened like, you know, we spoke about that they were going to be happening, but I'm still continuing to do my end. I can't control what other people's, if their words do not match with, or if their actions do not match with their words, but I can control what I do. And I just got to continue to stay positive and go after each and every single dream that I have and surround myself with, you know, the why not people. And like, if I, hey, I want to move again, why not? You never know what can lead up to that move. You know, you don't know who's going to cross paths with you over there. You don't know what opportunities are going to be there. Like, I was in Vegas for 2 weeks and I was only supposed to be there for 3 days. And I extended my stay for 2 weeks, and I had pretty awesome meetings. You know, I met great people and two companies that I was in the works with on doing something with, and, you know, signing with a new management team. And, yeah, so I'm tired of just psyching myself out and just overthinking things, because when I do that, like, I will stay in the house and I will just start crying. But I just, it's good to think about, you know, the pros and the cons. That I'm not saying don't do that. Do that. You know, it's important. But just act on it. Don't leave that opportunity out there hanging too long. We're all going to die at the end of the day. We're at the end of our life. We're all going to die. So why the hell not? You know, there's no point of not trying to accomplish every single thing that you want to accomplish. Doing a podcast, like I said, doing a podcast. I did the podcast. Great. It hasn't been as smooth and as much as I have been wanting to put a podcast, but you know what? I'm just doing what I can do at this moment. So, yeah, just do it. That's all this episode is for, is just, you know, it's great to just get out there, and you're going to mess up. You're going to fail at things. But you know what's so awesome is when people fail or F up their life, like, they get back up and get it all back together, or learn from it and come back much more stronger. That kind of success story are the best ones, because, I mean, who do you know that the first shot that they took, they just, you know, succeeded in whatever it was that they set off to do. I don't know anybody like that in my life. I mean, I've met a lot of great, successful millionaires, billionaire people. And I know for a fact, like, I've heard their stories, and they never, you know, in the first try accomplished what they set off to do. It was through failure, you know, through failing, to trying ideas and surrounding yourself with great people and like-minded people and people who want to, you know, better themselves. And that's what it is, you know, what life's all about is just, you know, happiness and giving happiness. Because if you're, you know, miserable in your own life but want happiness, well, guess what? You're going to get what you're giving. And if you're not giving happiness, you're not going to get happiness. So it's much more easier to just be a positive person. And it's not that easy to be a positive person, but training your mind to get out of that rut. You know, once you start hearing those negative things in your mind, it's you gotta train that mind to, you know, bounce back and go back to what your true outcome is on your journey to that dream. You know, if you don't have that outcome, also, if you don't know what the end result is of whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, then you're just going to be like a, you know, a lost ship in the ocean. But yeah, I'm just wanting to do what I can do at this moment in my life, you know, writing things down. If you're thinking about all these great things that, you know, that you want to do, but you're not writing them down, you're not bringing them to life. You need to write things down. It's extremely important to write things down. I carry around binders now, just my thoughts. Like I just write them down, and sometimes I will, you know, scare myself shitless, truly, of like what I'm writing down. I'm like, holy crap, people are really going to think I'm crazy, or, you know, but that's all. You got to write things down, bring them to life, you know, and stop being scared. Do the things that you can at this present moment, you know, no matter what level it is, or no matter what platform you have in your life. You know, if you're trying, if you're struggling at this moment, you still have a platform. Don't belittle yourself. You still have a platform. Your platform is valuable to this world. So you can make a difference, small, big. You know, every mountain that, you know, you set off to climb doesn't have to start off being a huge, big-ass mountain. It can just be that little hill. Every single little thing, you know, that you do that impacts people's life in a better way or betters their life is super meaningful. And that only, you know, once you accomplish that little hill, you can go off to the next big hill and the, you know, one with slopes and dips and everything like that. You can do what you, no matter what, where you're at, you can do something. That's all I'm just trying to say. So, you know, maybe it's a podcast also, who knows, through art, through boxing, through, you know, getting straight A's, express yourself, you know, the way you know how, because who knows, that will inspire somebody else to, you know, express themselves in the way they know how and the way they can get happiness from. So you're just wanting to show other people there's a different way of living than just always having that negative mindset and thinking of like the, you know, well, what if I go and I fail? Well, you know what? I can tell you by experience, I'm so thankful for every failure that I've done, because the experience that I've had because of those failures are priceless and mean so much to me. And one day I know, you know, I'll be able to tell my daughter or my son, like, you can do anything you set off to your mind, you know, set your mind to. And I just want them to be proud of their mother and to know that, you know, my mom went out and knocked on everybody's door, knocked down everybody's door, you know, and did not give up no matter what the BS, you know, what BS she was dealing with. Like, she still got back up, scrapes, bruises, blood, tears. You can do anything you set your mind to and continue to get back up time and time again. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope to speak to you guys much more sooner than 4 or 5 weeks in the last podcast. Like always, God bless, and go kill it. Bye.